cards on the table, baby. I wanna see your cheating hand. Lay your cards on the table, woman.
Cards on the table. I've been doing that all week. It's been unfreaking believable. Good evening. I think this is Thursday. I really don't know anymore. Yeah, it was. They picked up the uncontained trash today. No, the recycled trash. It's all the same garbage. Jeff Bennett here with another installment of The Edge of Darkness. All of my websites are dragging. There has been very little updates on any of them, a little here, a little there, but not the typical what we try to do. News is continually overwhelming, and we're going to cover some of it a little later in the program today. But the ongoing nonsense of my wife was up at the post office today to pick up a couple of packages for me. And unfortunately, one of them had to be signed for, so she had to stand in line. She'd forgotten her mask in the car, so she didn't wear it. Line was longer than hell. Everybody kept looking at her. One woman kept turning around looking at her like, so what are you going to do? Put your mask on. She didn't say anything. She just kept looking at her. My wife went all the way in without the mask, signed for the stuff, and left. And my wife has hit the nail on the head with all of this. She said, if I can remember her exact words, in effect, it's time to grow up. It's summertime. People are outside. It's 80, pushing 90 degrees here. And these stupid people keep wearing their GD masks. The kids go to school, and in PE, they're wearing their mask. What is wrong with all these nutcases? And, you know, time to grow up. And that's not the exact word she used. I can't remember what it was. But, yeah, it is. Stop buying the bullcucka. Now, having dribbled my way into that very loosey-goosey, I came across an interesting video that was sent to me by my friend Angie today. And the version I looked at, the voice just traveled up and down and all over the place. I think Michael got a hold of it, was able to clean it up and kind of soften things a little bit. We're going to play this video because it's not the video you care about. It's the audio. A lot of discussion about these very issues, how we're all being controlled. So let's get it on. Let's go to this thing. It'll probably take us to the break at the bottom of the hour, I believe. And then we'll pick up with some other stuff on the other side. Let's see what happens. We ready, Michael? Uh-oh. Did he disappear? He may have disappeared. Oh, having some problems with it, are we?
Well, for those of you who don't know, I am indeed guilty as charged, human rights attorney. And, you know, we're all being banned faster than you can shake a stick at it. So if you want to find me, you can go to leedundas.com. Can you hit the slide for me? That's Lee, L-E-I-G-H, because my mother had to give me extra letters, Dundas, D-U-N-D-A-S.com. So what I want to talk to you about indeed tonight is the rise of freedom over the Fourth Reich. And as the gentleman before me said, freedom is not something you buy, it is something you earn every minute of the day, especially this year. Okay, especially this year, because we have a lot going on. And if you don't know what it's like to live in a blue state or a blue town, let me tell you, this week in Orange County, California, the cattle cars of yesteryear, the cattle cars of Auschwitz, came rolling into my town wanting my child to get on board. And that is not acceptable. That is completely unacceptable in any place, but especially where I live. So if you don't know what happened in Orange County, about 10 days ago, the Orange County Health Officer, a little guy by the name of Dr. Clayton Chow, got together with the superintendent of schools in our county, and they hatched a little plan. And they decided in their wisdom that they were going to take our taxpayer-funded schools and turn them in to COVID vaccination centers so they could deploy an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal trial that was done. Worse, they decided they were going to see if they could find a way to legally sidestep parental informed consent so that little Johnny could get bribed with a donut after recess at kindergarten and go walking back to the nurse's office and roll his sleeve up and get this experimental protocol without his parents ever being the wiser. So I don't know how you feel about that, but I know exactly how I felt about that. And we only had about 24 hours notice, but we got 200 or 300 of my closest friends to come down to the next board meeting the next night, and we let them know exactly how we felt. Roll the video.
Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Late last week, I am informed a meeting occurred between Orange County Health Officer Dr. Clayton Chow and Orange County Board of Education Superintendent Al Maharas, during which time they apparently tried to find a way to, quote, sidestep and entirely remove informed parental consent for the COVID vaccine and also turn Orange County school campuses into vaccination centers. The COVID-19 vaccine is an experimental medical protocol authorized under the Emergency Use Authorization Act, and as such, you cannot mandate it for anyone, nor can you sidestep informed consent. There is a reason that kids cannot smoke, drive, drink, have sex, vote, or die for this country, and it is because the law says they lack the capacity to understand those decisions, and that applies here more than ever. Hear me loud and hear me well. We will not be morphing our school campuses into COVID vaccine centers for delivery of an experimental medical protocol that killed every ferret in the last animal study they did until such time they had to abandon that study, and then they didn't even do the study this time around because we are the study. The last time humans launched a plan like this to conduct experimental medical protocols on vulnerable populations was in Joseph Mengele's direction. He was an MD known as the Angel of Death. Okay, and he was part of the SS, and in 1943 he was assigned to Auschwitz, where he saw an opportunity to conduct gene research, quote, focused primarily on children with no regard for the health or safety of the victims. This is off the internet, you can Google it. You know what else is gene research? Experimental COVID vaccines with the trans gene inside of it. If you don't believe me, go pull the EUA application for the J&J shot. I come from a long line of Eastern Europeans, Hungarians, and Romanian groups that fled the persecution of the Red Terror Communist death squads in the early 1900s, and those of us who didn't make it to America ended up facing the Nazi death squads in the lesser-known Holocaust that was the Romani Holocaust. There is a reason my daughter is named Katia. Her Romani great-grandmother was Caterina Cioma, and I, for one, have not forgotten the lessons of our history. The Third Reich did not end with experiments on children, nor when those children died. The Third Reich ended in 1946, when we put the doctors who committed these human experiments on trial in Nuremberg, and then we put them to death. It ended with the adoption of the Nuremberg Code, so we would never repeat the sins of history. And it states, and I quote, the voluntary consent of this human subject is absolutely essential. Dr. Chow and Dr. Maharas, you are hereby on notice. Last week, you appear to have knowingly hatched a plan to sidestep and or violate international, federal, and state law, not just the Nuremberg informed consent language, but also the black letter law of the EUA, as well as California state law, which punishes, and I quote, the willful failure to obtain a subject's informed consent by imprisonment in county jail for 1 year or the imposition of a $50,000 fine or both. Through the planned insertion of experimental gene-altering protocols onto the very children, you were elected and charged with protecting. And tonight we are asking the Board of Education for an immediate letter of censure to these individuals. And if they don't resign, for an immediate notice of termination. And that letter also needs to go to the professional boards because they have no business being in these positions. So help me God, the people of Orange County will hold this policy to account.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. You know, us lawyers can get pretty passionate, but when they come for your kid, it adds a little something extra, I think. So you might be surprised to hear this, but Orange County decided they were going to walk that little plan back after we hit them like that. So then I thought I was going to get a day off, but I didn't, because the next day I woke up in Chapman University, which is a little religious college right down the road from where I live. They decided they were going to withhold the graduate degrees of their MBA class unless those MBA students rolled over and got this experimental COVID protocol. And they went one step further. They engaged what I contend was hate speech, or darn close to it. They bullied, they coerced, they harassed their students, and they called any of their students who would refuse to get this shot a procrastinator for whom no special accommodations would be made, and that procrastinator could sit out that semester, thereby never graduate, and it would be on their dime. So I don't know if you know about us lawyers, but we like to talk, and we also like to type. So Chapman University got a little love letter a couple days later. All 15 pages. And the same day they got that letter, they rolled it back. So then, thank you. So then I was really kind of hoping for a day off at this point, but who are we kidding? Everybody on this stage has worked 365 days in a row, probably about 18 hours a day. And the next day I woke up to find that the Board of Supervisors was going to release an electronic digital COVID-19 passport system into our county. Yeah, that's what they decided they were going to do. But their health officer had gone on to TV, KTLA Live, Channel 5 the day before, and said, you know, people seem to have a little problem with that term. It's a little bit, quote, controversial. So we're going to change the name so people don't know what the heck is going on. So that way, the rhinos on our Republican board, when concerned citizens call up and say, are you voting on a digital passport for COVID-19 inoculations, the secretary can go, nope, we're not. Nope, we're not doing that. And then the second thing they did, and this was really laughable, we're standing, some of the people up here on the stage with me, we're standing at the Board of Supervisors meeting. We're waiting for our turn to talk. And the one lady on the Board of Supervisors meeting has the audacity to say, this is not a policy of exclusion. Well, then she was speaking with forked tongue, because in the next sentence, she says the whole reason they want to do this is to open the county back up so they can all start going to Trader Joe's and Disneyland and sporting events again. So all of us people with a brain and a pulse are standing in line going blink, 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 blink. And I'm thinking quietly to myself, well, you know, I'm sure Hitler didn't think there were very exclusive policies either. And they weren't, so long as you were German. So long as you were German. But the real creme de la creme, cherry on top, was when our board decided they were going to pass the buck. They said, we aren't doing a digital vaccination passport system. We're just making the technology available so the stores can do it. I don't know how your year of masking and fighting the mask has gone, but I think we can all extrapolate from this point forward how it's going to go based on the little mask experiment. So I looked at that board and I thought to myself, you know, you can lipstick this pig 8 ways to Sunday. You can change the dang name 55 times. You can bury this in agenda item 28 and footnote 4 that's on page 88 of that. And we are still going to know that that pig is a lipstick pig. And so we stood up and we gave it to him again. Roll tape. Lee Dundas, human rights attorney. Let me be nothing if not clear. You can call this anything you want, a vaccination verification system, a composite app, ink contract for $3.8 million buried in item 28. We all know it when we see it. It is a digital vaccine passport, and there's a reason Clayton Chow shied away from it on camera the other night and said people think it's controversial. Yes, it's controversial. It is the beginning and the end of Nazi Germany. It is show me your papers, please, before you pass. It is an electronic dog collar. And since when did Orange County become the People's Republic of China? You won't need
Warsaw ghettos, I won't be able to leave my house because nobody will service me. Are you really okay with big tech knowing every place you've been, from Chipotle to the post office to Disneyland, because you had to scan it every single time you left your house? And do not for a second try to absolve yourselves saying, oh, the marketplace is going to do it. It's on Costco. It's on Disneyland. We're not doing it. That's like the guy who drove the cattle car to Auschwitz saying, there's no blood on my hands. Unlike you all call it what it is. This is a Nazi plan, and you are the Fourth Reich if you vote for it. Make no mistake, this is a second Holocaust, my friends. Hitler did not start by burning people in ovens. That is where he ended. Hitler started, and you can Google it, the first thing he did to consolidate his power is he closed non-essential businesses, as did Governor Newsom in my state. Second thing he did is he closed the churches and the schools because they are the heart of the family, and that is exactly what Newsom has done. And the fourth thing he did is he marked the people he didn't like so he could segregate them and discriminate against them and do worse. And this week in Orange County, California, that little cattle car came to our town. And Hitler started by changing 400 laws in the first 6 years of his reign of power. And my governor changed 400 laws in the first 6 months. The only darn difference between Hitler and Newsom, for the haters who think that it's not okay to analogize to Nazi Germany or that it's not warranted, there is only one difference between Hitler and Newsom. And that is that Newsom has done it 12 times faster than Hitler. So then I get off the plane in Tulsa, and I turn on my phone, which I'm beginning to think is a bit of a mistake this week, and I see LAPD, some of our finest men in blue, and don't get me wrong, I back the blue, I work with them, I do human trafficking work like the gentleman two before me. I love our cops. You couldn't pay me to do their job. But I saw a travesty. I saw LAPD muscling young, mentally challenged, mentally handicapped children to the ground and against their will while they are screaming, I don't want it, I don't want it, jabbing them with an experimental medical protocol that they can't get through the animal studies without killing every animal. This is a eugenics program. That is the word for it. And California is falling. And I never ask for help. I never ask for help. And I am asking everybody within earshot in this room and elsewhere for help tonight. This is my SOS. Because if we don't hold the line in Orange County, California, there's a darn good reason they targeted us. They knew if they could take that hill, they could take any hill. If we don't hold the line here, this little dog and pony show is coming to your town soon. We need to hold the line. I'm running a little bit behind. I'm going to try to talk fast. I wasn't expecting all the clapping. I want to end with two stories. One, my secretary, when I started doing the work, the human trafficking work in Thailand, was a girl who had herself been sex trafficked. And she told me the story one day when we were standing in her office. She said, you know, I was 12 years old, 13, something like that. I was sitting on a bus bench on a rural road in Thailand. And a group of guys came by and they muscled me to the ground. They shoved a needle in my arm and when I woke up, I was in a slave trading camp on the Thai-Burmese border. And one day the guards in that camp got bored and they decided they were gonna have some sport. And they lined us all up from end to end and they went girl to girl laying guns on temples. And every girl, when they got to her, would drop to her knees and grapple for the gun to no avail. And she stopped talking when she got to this point of the story. And I looked at her and I said, what did you do when the guard got to you? And she looked at me and she took a step forward and she said, I stood up. I stood up and I held out my hand and I said, give me your gun. I will shoot myself because I don't want to live like this anymore. And the owner of the camp overheard that. He was walking by, he overheard it, and he let her go free. And I learned a lesson that day that I have never forgotten since, and it's a lesson we need to hear every hour this year, and that is this. When you are looking at a locked and loaded double barrel full of hate and anger and tyranny and upset that is ready to do you in, you stand up. You stand up because you are better off on your feet fighting for your life than ever taking a knee. Than ever taking a knee. You don't bow down to tyranny, not ever. I'm going to tell you how this story ends. We're going to win. And I know we're going to win because the fact that I am looking at you and you're looking at me tells me everything I need to know, which is every single time this planet has flirted with tyranny, we have pulled back from the brink and we have lifted up stronger and better and more free than ever before. I come from military. I come from a hoo-ah long line of military. My husband's U.S. Army, my dad was U.S. Navy, and my grandfather was also U.S. Navy. And that man, bless his heart, had not one, not two, but three separate ships bombed out from under him, starting on December 7th, 1941, as he was standing on the decks of the USS West Virginia in the Pearl Harbor waters of Hawaii. And in my house, we grew up saying, yes, sir. No, ma'am. We bowed our heads in church and we flew our flag high. Okay? And here is why. If you are within the sound of my voice, you are an heir to freedom. You are the sons and daughters of the men who stormed the beaches at Normandy. We are the sons and daughters of the GIs who came into hot landing zones in Vietnam into the jungles with their whirly birds blazing smoke because by golly, they were not gonna leave a man down behind. We are the rightful heirs to the kingdom of freedom and we are never gonna let it be sold out. Not on your watch, not on my watch, not ever. God bless America and God bless all of you.
How can anybody follow this word, this woman's words, personally an obnoxious voice, and loud and very fast, but sometimes that's what you have to do. How can anyone follow that? It's the same idea that I've been trying to get across to you people for so long. If we want to win, we have to do like that 13-year-old girl did, to stand up and be set free. Unbelievable. I had not listened to the entire video. I listened to just over 2 minutes of it when her voice went from her initial performance into her initial lecture into the first audio tape. And when you speak before a public thing, you've got very limited time to say everything you have to say. And she speeds her voice up like nothing I've ever heard in my life. And just sit there and listen to this. You have to gain control. You must stand up and hold that power. And say what must be said. Do what must be done. Unbelievably powerful. The more I listened to it now, the more speechless I became. There were moments where tears began to well. I hope it affected you the same way. And those who tuned out because they couldn't stand the voice or the speed of it or whatever, what you people, what those people have missed is the message they all need to hear. Enough said. A couple quick news headlines. Joey and his new climate plan could well limit us to just one burger a month, cost $3,500 a year per person in taxes, force us to spend $55,000 on an electric car, and in fact, finally crush American jobs. They want to cut 90% of the red meat out of our diet, only allow us to eat about 4 pounds a year. Think about that. Oh, that's right. That's what Bill Gates is up to. That's why he's now the nation's largest farmland owner, because he wants to create all these phony foods for us to eat. More medical experimentation, is it not? Murder rates have soared dramatically in cities after the BLM protests, with up to 6,000 extra deaths nationwide, having nothing to do with vaccines or COVID or anything else. All their murder rates have soared nationwide, outweighing the decline in police shootings the researchers have found. And yet every single day it's another story about some poor little person that got shot or got killed at the hands of the police. More and more stories have come out about this 16-year-old girl that got shot because she was, in fact, trying to kill another 16-year-old girl. And black people in her own community have stood up against her. Micaiah Bryant's military veteran neighbor says his new footage proves that the Columbus cop had no choice but to shoot her. Because the second neighbor says the knife-wielding 16-year-old was in full attack mode and the other girl's life was at stake. But of course, they're going to stand up for Micaiah Bryant. We live in a sad, sad, sad nation. People cannot separate color from anything. Sickening story. A pregnant nurse, age 23, and her two-year-old son were shot dead by her husband before he turned the gun on himself in a murder-suicide. This is the kind of stuff we're seeing every single day. More and more stories about vaccines, both pro and con. Sad. Well, pandemic warning signs from Michigan. Vaccination slowed by 83% last week, despite state hitting a near record high of daily infections. What the hell do you expect? It's Michigan. They're out of their mind. House of Representatives today passed a bill to make D.C. the 51st state, as Democrat Mundir Jones sparked fury by calling Republican arguments against it as racist trash. D.C. should not be a state. It's ridiculous. And the beats go on and on and on. I could do more, but what's the point? Oh, here's a woman age 38 who executed her on and off girlfriend of 52 on the Brooklyn streets. She turned herself in and said, I did the shooting. I'm going to go dance with Kim for a minute. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I wanna ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out.
Oh boy. It has been an unusual week for this program. For a good number of reasons, and I hate to get on the air 4 nights, 5 nights a week and be selling something. In this particular case, it's less selling something. It is providing something that many people have been asking for quite a while that we've not been able to provide in any big numbers. It's been absolutely ridiculous. I had a text from a listener in San Diego the other day, desperately wanting to take advantage of our offering of the Uruguayan gold pieces. And unfortunately, just before I got his note, I sold the last one, and it's frustrating. I do have other things available, and we've talked about it. We'll get to it a little bit later. Let's take a look at some brief headlines today of an economic nature. Keeping in mind, I will be leaving on Sunday, and I'll be gone for about 10 days. I will be coming in to do some occasional programs. I will not be here all each day of the week. I'm going over there for some business as well, and my time is going to be buried on a computer, unfortunately, which is something I'm accustomed to. A couple of different interesting headlines. Tell me we have inflation without telling me we have inflation. Big issue is that while the housing costs are part of the CPI basket, house costs themselves are not. The debate of whether we actually are reflecting inflation properly will come up more and more. House prices will start getting a lot of attention. They already are where I live. And given what I've read about some of the things going on tax-wise in California, I suspect we're going to have another influx. And I think we're going to let this house value go up a little bit more. We're going to sell it and get the hell out of this damn state, or at least get me back to the country somewhere. Home prices in the U.S. have been surging. Annual price growth rising 17% in March alone. Demand just as strong. Half the homes getting sold within a week of listing. What they don't tell you is that a lot of them are selling for a hell of a lot more money than they were asking for them. I told you about my neighbor. He was asking $390,000 and it sold within a matter of hours. I mean, I've never seen an open house like this one. There must have been close to 150 cars here within a matter of hours. And I'll guarantee you the bidding was insane. And the place sold for $450,000. Record highs in lumber prices. We've talked about that yesterday. Recently hit $1,326.70 per board foot, four times higher than it was a year ago. Traders' federal lawsuit against J.P. Morgan Chase offers a window into the crime culture at the five felony count bank. I've shared this with you before. J.P. Morgan Chase, largest bank in this country, has the further unprecedented distinction for a U.S. bank of being charged with five felony counts by the Department of Justice in 6 years, between 2014 and 2020. Oh, the bank readily admitted to all the charges while its board kept Chairman and CEO Jamie Dimon at the helm throughout this unbelievable crime wave, giving the impression that crime is an accepted business model of the bank, or all banks. Yeah. Investment banks making casino bets that they can't afford to lose. $2.3 quadrillion global time bomb. And the boards and the top management don't realize or understand is that the traders, supported by easily manipulated risk managers, are betting the bank on a daily basis. It'll all cost us, you know that. COVID propaganda continues even in the face of vaccination murder. Think of these words from Aldous Huxley. There will be, in the next generation or so, a pharmacological method of making people love their servitude and producing dictatorship without tears, so to speak. Producing a kind of painless concentration camp for entire societies so that people will in fact have their liberties taken away from them but will rather enjoy it. I guess that would have been the perfect statement to follow up with our videotape, wouldn't it? Buyer strike? Back to the housing market. Everybody knows the housing market's gone nuts amid wild distortions. Prices spike, but sales plunge. No, they're not plunging. Not around here, they're not. Housing market. No housing market can handle the perversity of vacant homes being used as leveraged investment vehicles to generate capital gains by just sitting there. They're not sitting there. Oh, maybe in New York. People are buying them in New York. They're stupid people, but they're buying them in California. But the people that have been through it all long enough are getting the hell out. And you think about our speaker in the video, Orange County, California. Parents have got to get fed up and say enough is enough, but will they? Will they just stop? Will they take their kids out of school, get the hell out? This is a tough one. The farmers have warned that the mega drought in the western U.S. threatens to cause devastating crop failures this year. I've already begun to see evidence of it in various places around the country. Throughout our history, there have always been droughts in the western half of the country from time to time. But what we're dealing with now is truly alarming. Scientists tell us that a multi-year mega drought has developed in the southwestern portion of the country. That's here where I live. And that this will be the worst year of the mega drought so far by a wide margin. If conditions do not radically improve soon, we're going to have a major agricultural disaster on our hands. And you know what that means at the grocery store, folks. Yeah. It's time to start thinking about inflation. In the year 2015 AD, the young Roman Emperor Caracalla, just then 27 years of age, decided to fix Rome's perennial inflation problem by minting a brand new coin. Caracalla's predecessors over the previous several decades had ordered an astonishing debasement of Roman currency. The silver content in Rome's denarius coin, for example, was reduced from roughly 85% in the early 150s AD to less than 50% by the year 200s. By the early 200s. That's not unlike what happened to us. We went from 90% silver down to 40%, down to nothing. On another note, we think that gold could double and silver could increase by up to 5 times in the next few years. So those of you who have been taking advantage of some of the things we've been making available this week, plan to sit on it. You're going to be doing just fine. Oh, the Dow sunk more than 300 points today about worries on higher taxes. Yeah, investors have got huge worries about higher taxes. All three major indexes closed deep into the red. The Dow fell over 0.9%, 321 points. The broader S&P 500, SPX, and the NASDAQ composite also fell the same amount. But it's not surprising that Wall Street doesn't like higher taxes, particularly when it comes to capital gains. The levy investors pay on realized profits after selling a stock, for example. And the Biden administration wants to raise taxes on the wealthy to pay for the pandemic. But there's some things that are interesting about that, and I overlooked it. I meant to share that. I don't know if I can get it back up. Let's see if I can find it. History, history, history. Come on, baby. Gives me back to the history, baby. Yeah, that's what I'd be looking for, Jim. I don't know if I'm going to find this quickly enough. I've got to do a lot of scrolling. This is a god-awful website that concentrates too much on the damn Kardashians and half-naked women and other things, but very interesting. Oh, Republicans have officially released their $568 billion counter to Biden's $2 trillion plan. And the Republicans, their plan would not raise income or corporate taxes, but would confine the infrastructure plan to roads and bridges and rail. It makes a lot more sense, but we all know it ain't going to fly. They've got way too many Democrats in the House, in the Senate, that will override it. But according to what I hear, there are some Democrats that are going along with it. Of course, the threats haven't begun yet. One final little health commentary. Medics at an Iowa State prison gave 77 inmates up to 6 times the normal dose of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. 6 times the recommended amount. This is insane. Oh, further news on Joey. He plans another raid on the rich that could see the highest earners in New York and California pay more than 50%. And capital gains nearly double to 43%. Oh, baby, they're all going to be bailing out, coming to Arizona and going on down to Texas. Can you believe this? Unbelievable. We're in trouble. In absolute trouble. And people ain't going to do a damn thing about it. Let's go back to business for a short while. One of two ways you can get to this, and I urge you right now, although it's going to slow up for a few days, I've got things to do. The first load of the gold that we've been selling is on its way to me now. Received some of the checks. I will not ship any of it. Any of these orders that have come in this week for the Uruguayan pieces, the Swiss, the French, the British sovereigns, nothing. None of it is going to ship until I return from my trip. Because, number one, I have to make sure that it doesn't get lost in shipment to me. in which case I'll be forced to refund people's money if I can't deliver the product. So you're all going to have to just be patient with it. Now, while I'm gone, I will be available by phone. I hope that I don't get overloaded because I really do have not only some pleasure time to spend with my buddies from NAMM, but I have a very heavy workload as relates to tax things and stuff of that nature. I will be broadcasting with you at least 2 to 3 days a week while I'm gone. Tomorrow we're going to air part one of a series that I recorded over 20 years ago, which we played about a year ago. And part two will be maybe Monday, maybe Wednesday. I don't know when. So we're going to work on that. But keep in mind, at least out where I live, the sun has not set yet. And we had a good response to our offering of yesterday with the British sovereigns. It turns out that the majority of them are kings. As a matter of fact, he believes that they are all kings. King Edward the VII, King George the V, which is going to mean the better quality coins. Queen Victoria are generally going to be more circulated, etc. And it's as I shared with you the other day, and believe me, I've got access to some American Eagle gold bullion coins. I've got some 1/10 ounce pieces coming in. Quarter ounce pieces of American Eagle gold bullion are ranging right now in the market between 606 and 6 1/4 a piece, and in some cases higher than that. But you can pick up these British sovereigns for 463 a piece. Now, they're a little bit less than the total weight, but not that much less. There's a $40 to $60 difference, and you're saving it. And so if you're interested in moving into this direction, $3,704 per package of 8 coins. That's approximately 2 ounces. That ain't bad. It's a little shy of 2 ounces. But they're British sovereigns. They're recognized all over the world, everywhere. I'm still getting calls from people wanting to buy the Uruguay pieces. They're gone. They're sold. They're done. They're finished. They're called for. Man, I wish I had twice as many of them, but I didn't. Limited numbers. It's not like I'm going to my supplier. I've talked to both my suppliers today. They're battling like mad to get this stuff, wishing I would just sell it to them. Why? Well, that's the gold side. Now, I had some people that wanted to buy some silver, pretty good amounts. And one of my personal favorites in the silver market are not the usual, not the Canadian Maple Leaf or the American Silver Eagle or any of this stuff. But I had a small amount with this gentleman who's liquidating. I had a marginal amount of 2,322-odd, whatever the numbers were, Mexican 1 ounce Libertads, most minted in the probably early 80s, possibly in the early 90s. Absolutely superb coin. It's got the most amazing design. It's just an exquisite coin. And I decided to add this in our treasure hunt late last night, as an extra bonus. And that's just how I've listed it. So if you go to the website right now and go to the Sierra Madre treasure chest, you're going to see the same offering for the British sovereigns. I think we're down to, we've only got 13 packages left of 8 coins. And I decided instead of just getting rid of it, I would add a bonus offering at the bottom. The first time I've ever done something like this. And I have found these very coins being offered all over the net, from major coin operations to eBay, to coin operations nobody's ever heard of, to local coin shops. And I'm finding these coins being offered for between $52 and $80 a piece. That's insanity. I mean, it's a 1 ounce coin, and we know what's going on in the marketplace. It's crazy. It's a seller's market, unfortunately. It's not a buyer's market. Forget about what spot is. There's nothing they can do for you with spot. Spot is the Wall Street figure. Now, spot silver today is, what, 2611? Spot gold, 1784? don't try to buy a Gold Eagle for less than upper $1,900 range, well over $200. And that's not the highest markup I've ever seen on those. I've seen those things run in the area of $300 above spot. And that's not quite what we want to see, is it? Why did I do that? I just lost my page here. Don't let me run out of time. Where are you? Bingo, oh, here it is. I've got new images, and I couldn't even see my own images. So back to the silver. And look, we're not offering, you know, this is not a situation where you can come in and buy one roll of 20 or something like that. That's a different ball game. I have to go to a local supplier to be able to handle orders of that size. But for those who are interested in getting a hold of a very high quality silver, and this is one of the most sought after governmental issued minted coins in the world right now, 1 ounce Mexican Libertads. And as I've shared, they're currently being offered all over the net, all over the place, in prices between $52 and $80 a piece. Now, here's the problem. I have, as of right now, and understand it's first come, first serve, I have an exceedingly limited supply. I have only two packages of 60 coins per package. That's three rolls, $2,400. That's $40 a coin. It's going to cost you $25 on the freight. But there's a bonus. Each package purchased will receive one additional free at no charge Mexican Libertad coin. And when these packages are gone, they are gone. We'll not likely see these prices again. And because the Mexicans have even stopped minting these coins in the newer versions, we may not see coins of this caliber for a long, long time. I've got a supplier up in Northern California who's always been able to provide me with these. Not now. He's had none for 7 months. And it's an area he specialized in. It is a great buy. A superb buy. $2,400 plus $25 on the freight. Hey, if somebody calls up and orders both packages, bang, it's done. It's a flat $25 freight for the whole thing, and it's finished. And that person will get both the free Mexican Libertads. It's because I've got exactly 122. I can't sell the two single pieces, so we'll give them away. That's like a $40 bonus per set. 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. Whether you want to talk about the gold, whether you want to talk about the Mexican Libertads, I'm here to help you. There are some other products we do have available that I've not even had the ability to discuss. There's some other mixed things we can do with some of the gold pieces. I've got some 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagles. Outrageously expensive. They're crazy. I mean, I should shut up and sell them, but I just can't see people getting bent over that way. It is insane what those things are selling for. I just can't swallow it. So there's some things, and at least my plan for tomorrow is, let's see how much I get done tonight and tomorrow. My plan is to start part one of the program, and we'll move on from there. But who knows? I could be here live. Stick around. It'll be a late night. Lots of good stuff coming up on RBN for the rest of the evening. And I'm sure I'll be up late. Take care of yourselves. Good night.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.